Chapter 14, Odds and Ends, Favorites from Relatives, the Internet and Newspaper. This recipe was the result of having all the ingredients in the house. I was concerned that the spinach I bought was going to go bad. I looked on the internet and found this recipe. I make it often. Spinach, feta quiche ingredients. 1 package fresh spinach or 3 bunches, chopped. 4 eggs. 3 quarters c heavy cream, sometimes I use 1 c heavy cream and 1 c milk 1 and 1 quarter c milk. Salt and pepper to taste. 2 tablespoons lemon juice. 2 tablespoons chopped parsley, fresh or dried 1 quarter of a pound crumbled feta cheese. 1 pie crust, large pie pan, 10. 3 tablespoons grated fresh Parmesan cheese. Directions, mix eggs, cream, and milk, add salt and pepper, lemon juice and parsley. Stir in feta cheese and spinach. Fill quiche crust and sprinkle Parmesan over the top evenly. Bake at 375 for 30 to 49 minutes until knife inserted in center comes out dry. I usually add another 5-minute warning. This will puff up and spill over the edges of the pie crust unless you use a large pie pan. Cool for 10 minutes before serving. Can be served at room temperature also. I found this recipe in the newspaper and fixed it for a potluck. I got raves and have passed along this recipe to countless friends. White chili ingredients. 1 onion, chopped. 5 cloves garlic, chopped. 2 tablespoons olive oil. 1 12 ounces can of petite corn. 1 4 ounces can diced green chilies. 1 16 ounces can white beans, drained. 1 16 ounces can garbanzo, or chickpeas, drained. 1 minus 2 cans chicken broth. Half c chopped cilantro. 2 teaspoons cumin. 1 teaspoon parsley. Half a teaspoon oregano. Jack cheese. Directions: sauté onion and garlic in oil in large pot, add cumin, parsley, oregano, and cilantro. Add all other ingredients and bring to a boil. Simmer for at least an hour, works just fine in a slow cooker or crock pot. Add more broth for desired consistency. Cooked or canned chicken may be added. Serve in bowls. Garnish with shredded jack cheese. I like to serve corn or flour tortillas with chili. This chili is spicy. I have never had anyone ask for hot sauce. This is a project and I recommend setting aside a lot of time to make it. The recipe is from the Sunkosi restaurant in Kathmandu, Nepal. Sukarni ingredients. 6 c plain yogurt. 1 and a half c sugar. Half a teaspoon cinnamon. Half a teaspoon ground cardamom. 1 quarter of a teaspoon pepper. 2 tablespoons raisins. 2 tablespoons sweetened grated coconut. 1 tablespoon chopped dates. 1 quarter of a teaspoon saffron threads, crumbled. Directions: in colander lined with triple thickness of cheesecloth, drain the yogurt for 1.5 hours or until it stops dripping. Transfer the yogurt to a bowl and stir in the sugar, cinnamon, cardamom, and pepper. Force the mixture through a sieve lined with cheesecloth into a bowl. Stir in the raisins, coconut, and dates. Transfer the mixture to a serving bowl, sprinkle with saffron and chill for an hour. Serves 4 as a condiment. Aunt Helen was an excellent cook and took it upon herself to continue making wonderful Lebanese dishes for everyone. This is her go-to salad dressing. Keeps beautifully in a mason jar, refrigerated. Aunt Helen's salad dressing ingredients. 2 teaspoons dry mustard. 2 teaspoons sugar. 2 teaspoons salt. 2 teaspoons paprika. Half c lemon juice. Half c white wine vinegar. 2 c salad oil. Garlic to taste, usually 3 or 4 cloves. Shake all ingredients in a jar. Really one of the best dressings for salad served over miedra. My sister Christine and I have lived most of our lives on opposite coasts. She and her husband Henry lived in Southern California for a short time before moving back to Western New York. This is a recipe she gave me, and it is the best spinach dip I have ever eaten. Pristine spinach dip ingredients. 1 pkg frozen chopped spinach. 1 can water chestnuts, drained and chopped fine. 1 pkg nor vegetable soup mix. 1 small onion chopped, or 2 tablespoons dried onion, 1 c mayonnaise. 1 8 ounces of sour cream. Directions: mix all ingredients and refrigerate until using. Goes well with not only crackers and chips but also pita bread and pieces of fresh vegetables such as sliced carrots, cucumber slices and 2 to 3 pieces of celery. My daughter-in-law makes pickled eggs on a regular basis. I've tasted some before sampling hers and never cared much for them. I really do not remember why, but Andy's pickled eggs really hit the spot. There is usually a batch made for holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas, but what a great way to use those hard-boiled eggs at Easter. Andy's pickled eggs ingredients. Hard-boiled eggs. I read the directions on how to make hard-boiled eggs that are perfect every time. I tried it and it's true. Put eggs in pot with water to cover all. Turn heat to high and when water is boiling fiercely, turn the heat off and cover the pot for 12 minutes. Put pot under cold running water and crack each egg and return it to the cold water. After all the eggs have cracked, take each egg and roll it between your hand. The peel practically jumps off the egg. I store the peeled eggs in a Ziploc plastic bag for future pickling, deviled eggs, or just for snacking. Eggs will keep like this for 3 or 4 days. I can pickled beets. 1 onion, sliced. Directions: in a large glass jar place several of the beets, all the juice, sliced onion and as many eggs as will fit in the jar covered with the juice. Eggs can be slightly pickled in a couple of hours. The longer the eggs stay in the mixture, the more intense the flavor. Makes a wonderful snack and can be chopped up and added to a green salad. Mom was forever trying new snack recipes. This is one of my favorites. Chicken liver pate ingredients. Pound chicken livers vertical bar. 1/4 pound, butter, or large cream cheese, room temperature. 1/4 c cognac, optional 2 green onions chopped. Dash of nutmeg. Salt, lemon juice, dash of allspice, sprinkle of garlic powder. Directions: sauteed chicken livers till barely cooked. Do not brown. Put all ingredients in a blender, blend thoroughly until mixture is quite thin. Put in the dish for snacking and refrigerate until firm or overnight. Serve with crackers or thin sliced bread. As a side note here, I put in a couple TSB of Dijon mustard in lieu of the cognac to make the pâté a little spicier. This is one of those recipes you have and never tried. Easy to make and ultra sophisticated out of New York bistros. Parmigiano gelato ingredients. 1 c heavy cream. 5 ounces freshly grated Parmigiano Reggiano cheese. 1 teaspoon nutmeg. Toasted bread. Aged balsamic vinegar. Directions: pour the cream into a heavy saucepan over medium-high heat and bring to a boil. Turn off the heat and slowly whisk in the grated cheese. Return to low heat and continue whisking until the cheese is completely incorporated, usually less than a minute. Whisk in the nutmeg. Transfer the mixture to a small heat-proof bowl, cover and refrigerate until firm, usually 1 to 2 hours or overnight. To serve, warm a spoon by running it under hot water, then use it to scoop the gelato onto toasted bread. Drizzle with high-quality balsamic vinegar and serve. Yield, 2 c. I wanted to include this recipe and couldn't decide where to place it. Odds and ends seemed like a good choice. These pickles are great with Thanksgiving Day turkey. Watermelon rind pickles ingredients. 2 pounds watermelon rinds. 4 c sugar. 2 c water. 2 c white vinegar. 1 lemon, thinly sliced. 2 tablespoons thick cinnamon. 1 terabit. Whole cloves. Directions: trim dark green and pink parts of rind, cut into 1-inch cubes. Soak overnight in a solution of 1/4 sea salt and 1 quart of water. Drain, rinse and cover with cold water. Cook just until tender, drain. Combine sugar, vinegar, water and lemon and spices tied in a bag. Simmer 10 minutes, remove spice bag and add watermelon rind. Simmer until clear. Fill hot sterilized jars to within 1/2 inch from top. Seal. Yield, 3 to 6 pints. This recipe was published in the Las Vegas Review Journal August 6, 2014. I was the author.